Yesterday, three men were charged for working as Russian spies operating secretly in New York, gathering information for the SVR. That's Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. Two of the men, Igor Sporyachev and Viktor Porobny, were protected under diplomatic immunity and have since returned to Russia. But the third, Yevgeny Buryakov, was arrested and detained in court. An FBI complaint accuses them of gathering information on U.S. sanctions and alternative energy sources. Joining me now, Kimberly Martin, professor of political science at Barnard College. Welcome back, Kimberly.
Hi, John. Good to be here.
What's the backstory here? Can you decode this a little bit, this incident?
Well, if you go and read the entire complaint, what you discover is that they didn't really get anything. They did not seem to get any classified information. They did not even seem to get any commercial secrets. The kinds of things that they were doing was looking for information on the internet, attending trade conferences and business consulting presentations that would be semi-public, helping to formulate questions for Russian journalists who were doing interviews, recruiting students at universities, but there's no evidence that they were successful. And so in many ways, it looks a lot like the complaint that came out in 2010 about the 10 sleeper agents, with the difference being that this time around, all three of them were state employees. Even the one who was working for the bank, it's a special kind of a bank that does investment for Russian state corporations. So it wasn't even really a private bank.
Will the Russians now expel or accuse three U.S. personnel in Moscow?
Oh, undoubtedly. But, you know, a couple things to keep in mind. First of all, this is just really sort of highlighting the incompetence or the apparent incompetence of the people from the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service in the United States. And I think one of the questions is, are we just getting the low-hanging fruit, or do they really not know what they're doing? But the second thing to keep in mind is that this is sort of a diversion from the really important thing that's happening in Russian relations with the West, which is that the fighting in Ukraine is really going up again. It's really swelling. It's getting much more deadly all of a sudden again. And the Russian official comments that are coming out are now saying that it's not against Ukraine, it's against NATO, that the people fighting for the Ukrainian military are actually NATO battalions.
And in one attack over the weekend, 30 people died in one incident alone. So the death toll is increasing as
yes.
well. Kimberly Martin, would you characterize this accusation and this FBI complaint as part of a sanction against Russia, or is it just the mindless turning of wheels of the FBI against Russian personnel who are always being watched and scrutinized?
Well, the complaint said that the investigation started immediately after the 2010 sleeper investigation was made public. And so it was an investigation that was ongoing for several years. But you have to believe that the timing of the announcement about it might have been related to politics. I don't know how that might work.
Do you think the Obama administration has dropped the ball on Ukraine, or is there more news to come?
I don't think there's much more that the United States can do. I mean, I think that, you know, Obama was very clear that we are not interested in getting militarily involved. And beyond that, I mean, it looks like there will be more sanctions put into place. The European Union is meeting very soon to decide whether they want more sanctions. And the announcements that came out today and yesterday seem to indicate that, in fact, more sanctions are in the offing. Beyond that, there's just not much control that the United States has. And so unless we were willing to go to war with Russia over Ukraine, and I hope we don't make that decision, there just really isn't that much more that can be done.
Right now, would you say that the most pain comes from low oil prices for the time being?
The Russian economy is in trouble, and I think the Russian economy is in trouble, not even so much just because of the sanctions or low oil prices, but because of bad decisions that were made by the Putin administration over many years. And the low oil prices and the sanctions are just making a bad situation worse for them.
And we'll see how sustainable that bad situation is. Kimberly Martin is professor of political science at Barnard College, Columbia University. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.